If you're open to possibilities and you're brave enough to take risks, good things can happen. Of course, it also helps if you're as talented as 23-year-old Leanne LaJavis. One critic called the singer-songwriter the golden girl of British music. Another wondered whether she could be the next Adele. In this encore presentation, NPR's Elizabeth Blair has a profile.
Leanne LaJavis was pretty much unknown until she appeared on a popular TV show in Britain called Later with Jules Holland. Just her singing and playing guitar.
Why do I love him? He don't love back. When I call his name, he turns his back. The weather is growing cold and I want him back again.
Time seemed to stand still, wrote one critic of Leanne LaJavis' performance. There were much more established artists on the music show that day, but Allison Howe, the producer, says Leanne LaJavis was the standout.
She was perfect. That short amount of time that she performed that song, 2.5 minutes or so, it was just her space and she held her own.
Not a coincidence he left me because my older man was ready to love me like the woman that I am.
The song is called Age, and Leanne LaJavis says it's about one relationship ending and another one with a much older man beginning.
I met an older man just after this guy had dumped me.
And one night, that older man introduced her to an older singer.
Out on the plains, down near Santa Fe.
A song called Cow Cow Boogie by Ella Fitzgerald with the Ink Spots. And the rhythm of it is that ching, 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 that kind of thing.
A most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Come a die, come a die, yippee.
And with that rhythm and her own romantic predicament in mind, LaJavis had a new song.
So is it such a problem if he's old? As long as he does whatever he is told. I'm glad that it's just my heart that he stole and left my dignity alone.
The song made an impression during that TV debut, and more critics started writing about Leanne LaJavis, but she is hardly an overnight sensation. Even though she's only 23, she did plenty of open mic nights at pubs, sang backup for lead singers, and worked on her songs. She grew up in London. Her father is an amateur jazz musician. Both of her parents are bus drivers. When her parents divorced, she went to live with her grandmother. She started singing when she was 7. At school, Leanne LaJavis says her teachers encouraged her.
It got to the point where I was having singing lessons, but then I wasn't able to afford them. And then my head teacher said that she'd pay for the lessons just so I could continue having them. She said, you can't not sing.
Found myself in a second. I found myself in a second-hand guitar. Never thought it would happen, but I found myself in a secondhand guitar.
That secondhand guitar Leanne LaJavis sings about is named Miss Connie after her grandmother.
It's your love, and I know what's to come.
LaJavis is crazy about the guitar. When she was learning to play, she discovered not only inspiration, but instruction on YouTube. She came across the late jazz guitarist Emily Remler.
There was a piece that she would play called Red Blouse Bossa Nova, and I just loved the tenderness with which she was playing the chords and the way her hands looked.
Video was part of an instructional series that Emily Remler made on how to play advanced jazz guitar.
Your other three fingers down, your pinky remains constant on the fifth fret.
I learnt chords from watching her, for example, but I just also did what felt right to me.
And sometimes that meant Leanne LaHavas veers away from tender strumming towards what she calls a dirty sound.
Waste all your time writing love songs, but you don't love me.
Remember that younger man who dumped Leanne LaHavas? This song, Forget, is about him.
So pack away.
The past couple of years have been very good for Leanne LaHavas. Stevie Wonder left her a voicemail message singing one of her songs. Prince invited her to jam with him. She was nominated for a Mercury Prize, that's the UK's version of the Grammys, and many of her concerts have been selling out. As for that comparison with Adele, Alison Howe, producer of Later with Jules Holland, says their styles are very different, but they do share one important quality. Authenticity.
They have great voices. They have a unique style that's unique to them. They're not being somebody else, they're being themselves. They're just really natural singers and songwriters.
And in the case of Leanne LaHavas, Alison Howe believes her skills will only continue to grow. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.